Hey everyone, it's Em. We have scrapped Reclaiming Our Prime. We are back as TGSTS, the same podcast you know and love. This is our first episode, and we are going to be discussing our icks. So we hope you enjoy. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and TikTok, and we'll see you soon.
We already know I don't like jacked up feet. I can't be looking at it. I can't do it. Jacked up feet. Do you have any more? Like,
oh, I have a lot.
Yeah, like, what's? Tell me some of yours. Any dates gone cray cray?
Okay, so here are mine. Let me see. I have quite a few.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Mo.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm surviving. How you doing?
Great. Blessed. Too blessed to be stressed. Too
annoyed. Oh, my goodness. To be disappointed.
Amen.
I don't know about all that.
Feeling blessed.
We're going to be in the same place in a couple weeks. In a week.
Yeah, a week and a half. Can't wait. I'm excited to find you.
Yay! So we're switching up the format a little bit. And we're coming back, doing a pod. You can still catch us on the YouTube. It's just not going to be a live stream, right?
Yep. And who
just
are
make
we?
Sure everybody knows. We're still two girls shooting the shit. We're TGSTS. I think we were trying to be higher, our higher selves, our more mature selves. But I think we just got to keep it real because we just keep sliding into the same conversations, and I think people like that. So like, why fight it? Why fight it?
Trying to be woke.
Woke. I don't even know what that. Yeah, we already talked about that. I don't know what that means. I don't know. We were trying to be grown.
Yeah,
whatever that means.
My poor inner child didn't have a chance to live, so they're just starting. So
yeah. So we have to be true to ourselves and stick to the format, the topics, the way we like to interact. So that's what we're gonna do.
Whatever.
But today we're talking about something. It's still Sexy September. This isn't really that sexy, but it has to do with like attraction and relationships and stuff like that. And why are you looking at me like that? I've been seeing a lot. So I've been scrolling the socials again and it just makes me laugh. But like this, and maybe I feel old too, but it's just the idea of like icks. Like what icks you out? What grosses you out? Like what is the biggest turnoff? Like what don't you like? Do you have any of those like off the top of your head or like?
Like I have more icks than likes, so
right. It's hard out here. I saw one this morning and I was like, gotta add it to the list. I don't like men in socks and sandals and socks. Don't do that.
Anybody in that? That's so funny. Why do people do that? Well, hey,
I don't know. Well, they do it up here. Birkenstocks and socks, like in the Pacific Northwest, is a thing that doesn't bother me. I'm talking like you're wearing your flip flops. And you got socks on like a ninja.
My feet look like ET and I still walk around with no socks on and sandals. Shoot.
Or those like outdoorsy, the strappy kind, the waterproof, you know what I mean? Like the Tevas or I don't know what brand.
Those foot ones. I want some of those.
Oh, the Vibram or what? The foot gloves.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, but you don't wear socks with those. So I saw that this morning. At school drop off, and I was like, "Get back in your car, sir! You cannot do that."
Funny daddy looking like that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I was like, I need to add it to the list because I started a list for this.
If I found it, I would totally buy it. My dad used to wear those flip flops you would get in the grocery store with the crisscross.
Maybe like flip flops with the
crisscross top, and you slide them in, so it'd be like this.
Oh my gosh.
You know, he would wear those with socks. If I saw those, I would tell you.
That's some real unk stuff. Like some.
You probably still find them somewhere at like the Fiesta, like if you live in a state where they have Fiesta stores.
Dang. Fiesta, that's some Southern stuff, right?
As far as I know, Texas. I don't know where else. Yeah.
I love it. I love hearing like different grocery stores from different places.
Right?
I
Texas
miss
has the
my.
That's why it's
What
the
did you have?
fattest. I said Texas has the best grocery store. That's why it's the fattest state, or it was.
What grocery store? What's the best grocery store?
Stores. All of their
Stores.
stores.
All of them? I
They
miss
do.
my Harris Teeter.
Target has a grocery store. HEB is like their local grocery store. That's really good. But they have all of the chains. It's just like they
Yeah.
have you could ever want wine,
Cool.
beer. That's the most important. I'm kidding, but
You
like
don't have to
grocery.
buy it separate.
Yeah, you don't have to
On the
buy it.
county.
Yeah, it's like you can buy everything in one place, and they have a good selection of stuff. They got vegan stuff. They got
In
produce.
Texas?
You want to buy an appliance? I'm like,
Okay.
oh, you want to get a bouquet of flowers? It's like one-stop shop. I love that. That's what I miss. Here you got to go. I just do without or order online because you got to go to 10 different places to get your stuff.
That's some East Coast stuff, because you one-stop shopping here too, yeah.
Yeah, I miss one-stop shop. What's Harris Teeter? I think that's in
It's just a
Jersey.
grocery. It's a grocery store. I don't know if it's up in Jersey. I know it was in Virginia and DC or
Okay.
Virginia. We had Super and I think Lion and Giant. There are a whole bunch of them. I mean, different stuff that I had never heard of growing up on the West Coast. You get to the East Coast and you just have different stuff.
All right.
So the icks.
What are the icks? So for people who aren't familiar with that.
I mean, I'm old. So this is what I think the icks mean. It's like when you see something, you're like, I can't rock with this guy anymore. I can't do
Pulsive.
it. Yeah, like I can't. There's no chance. And it's funny because I've seen there's like this TikTok going around. People are doing stitches with this TikTok, and it's like the notes app in your phone. That looks like that or
Okay.
whatever.
Yeah.
So I started my own icks. So it's like that, and it's
Damn,
like
that's a whole scroll of ink.
yes. And so then they keep adding to it, and they'll show a video of like their boyfriend, whoever they're dating, and they're like, so one of them was like they were at a game, like a baseball game, and she's behind a dude, and he has long earlobes, and the wind is blowing, and the earlobes are just waving in
Oh.
the wind. And so then she'll go to the they'll go to the ick list and be like, you can't have earlobes, like it's something stupid.
Wow, come on, man. He can't
But you
control.
know when you see something though, I mean, you can't control either. If you look at it and you're like, I can't, I will never sleep with this man, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like you know mine. My only physical ick I feel is teeth and mouth stuff.
yo, mouth.
Like that's the most physical one. Everything else is like behavioral. Like
I have a lot of physicals.
one time I was on a date with someone and we were at like a discount shop and we were looking at stuff. He was complaining about how a bagel was 75 cents.
What?
Yeah, and he just went on it.
That's
It's like,
cheap for a bagel.
yeah, he was like, well, at the store, like you have to heat it up and stuff yourself. The bagels you put in a bag and buy.
Still,
Yeah.
that's still cheap for a bagel.
Exactly. He was like, that's outrageous. And he's just going around looking at the prices. And I was so disgusted. Like I stopped. That was the last day of me dating him. I was like, I
So it
can't
was
do.
cheap, excessively. It's not even frugal.
Yeah.
Like he's just cheap.
Yeah, just cheap for no reason. And then just to keep going on, like nobody wants to hear about this. And you're going on and on about how cheap it
Like
is. And it
money.
was one of those things I didn't raise it with him because it's something that's fundamental. You know, it's like
Yeah.
it's not going to change. That's something fundamental, foundational in him that I can't fix. And
It's like an obsession or a something with money.
yeah,
That's
and just
kind of
cheap for no
sad.
reason. Yeah,
Because what
not
if he
poor at
came
all.
from? What if he came from that though? So I mean, I could see that. You know how we talk a lot about like
Christmas still sending.
childhood traumas and stuff? Like that's some unhealed stuff.
Well,
Like I grew up,
so
his
no.
parents were what? Oh,
His
what?
parents sent him gifts and stuff, like just went for no reason. So that was not.
Oh, so it
He
wasn't
was.
like a I grew up from this and so I still have this, gotta save and gotta.
I think it's more, I don't want to work and I want to be able to like live the way I want. So I don't want to spend money. I think that's what
Okay.
it was.
And that's
So.
fine. That's just not for you. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Mine, I got a lot of physical
Can't hold
ones.
me back.
I don't like chicken legs. Like, there's a lot of dudes that will build up their upper body and then forget their legs. And we
Oh, we were
talked about
talking
this
about that.
before. Yeah, like I like strong legs. I like some nice calves. Like you need to look like you can lift me up. You know what I mean? That's my husband. I mean, I'm not looking at that stuff, but yeah. But if he had chicken legs, it would have been a wrap for us. It wouldn't have worked. I don't like crooked teeth. In this day and
Damn.
age, there's a lot of things you could do to not have your teeth busted. I mean, one or two teeth, whatever is whatever. But if your whole grill is messed up, like we need to do something like that. You can't just be out here like snaggle toothing. I don't like unibrows. This is bad. This is whatever. I don't like unibrows. Like the, again, in this day and age, there's something you can do like to clean it up.
If you want, you're trying to be Frida.
Yeah. And then I don't like long fingernails. Like it's a sanitary, it's like a cleanliness issue for me. I don't like the way long fingernails look on men. Just, I don't like them, period. But
on that coat.
Like it just, I don't know. It just makes me think of things wrong or right. It just grosses me out. And then I feel like when I was single, like you need to be able to adult. Like you're, if you're grown and you don't know how to cook meals for yourself, or you don't know how to wash your clothes, you can't keep your house, you know, in order, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Just, I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh. I remember I dated someone who looked really cute on the outside.
Oh, on the outside. And
his house and his bathroom was rust. It had like that red rust everywhere, like his dust everywhere. His sink had like rust around it and stuff. And it was just like, I wanted to clean it. Like, I was just like, and I'm a messy person. So I'm like, if I'm clean enough after, and I've noticed that with some people, and it's like their level of cleanliness is not clean. And I thought I was
messy. I think there's somebody walking around in the world right now who thinks that of me. Somebody came over to my house. It was my birthday, and he was coming from something. We were ready to go out, and he was like, can I take a shower? And I was like, I guess. I didn't even know you were gonna be up in my house like this.
When you had hair in it?
No, but well, yeah, it was clogged, but I hadn't showered there in like over a month, because I had been going to the gym every morning and showering at the gym. So I just hadn't dealt with, I was renting, hadn't dealt with the tub. So it was a little slick, I guess. He was like, it's slippery in here, whatever he told me after the fact. And it was clogged. And I was like, yeah, I literally haven't showered here in like a month. So he probably thinks I'm nasty. And that's fine. Because you shouldn't be up in my shower unannounced anyways. That's weird.
Hey, can I take a shower? That is weird.
It was the whole thing was weird. But I don't know. That was weird.
What are your other icks?
Transition glasses. My dad used to have these. I feel like it's like older people type stuff. But if your glasses go from sunglasses to regular glasses and the inside to the outside, I can't. It's just,
oh my God, I want some too.
No, don't do it. Don't try to get some
before I see you.
Because then most of the time you're seeing people who have these on and it's not quite sunglasses. It's not quite clear regular glasses. It's in the gray. And I'm looking at you like, what are we doing? I can't do it. I don't know why it gives me the like physical icks. Like, yes. Why? Yes. Why?
Makes your skin.
Oh. What else? What else? I don't like when people, and this is a style that people intentionally do. Loafer. And when I say this, you're going to know exactly the type of dude I'm talking about. Loafers or boat shoes with no socks.
You
know what I'm talking about, like
some shorts, some khaki
shorts. Like a little with a polo, maybe the collar is off, you know, that
my biggest fan.
The tiki torch dudes. I was just talking about this with my husband this morning. Loud frat boy type, look at me, attention seeking type people. Men or women, I get icks from any of them. Like, I maybe this isn't a sexual thing, it's like I don't like it. Like, why are you so look at me, oh I'm funny, you know, I can't do it.
Agreed.
I can't do it. We already know I don't like jacked up feet. I can't be looking at it. I can't do it. Jacked up feet. Do you have any more? Like,
oh, I have a lot.
Yeah, like what's, tell me some of yours. Any dates gone cray cray?
Okay, so here are mine. Let me see. I have quite a few.
Oh my gosh!
So one.
Oh, my, you put a whole present. Dad, love you for this. That is disgusting.
It's the yuck mouth. I can't stand the yuck mouth.
Oh, you didn't need to zoom. Wow.
I can't even see what it looks like, so you can tell me.
I can't even look at it.
I don't like the yuck mouth. You can see the plaque built up. There's a little black dot.
Hallie, the halitosis.
Yes.
You can smell this picture. Wait, yes. You and I have a history with somebody who had bad breath. I can't do that. Ooh, well, you can't breathe around them.
Yeah. And I'm very sensitive to it. I know myself. I sometimes get tonsil stones, so I'll get a big...
You know what? I didn't know what those were. And those are very common.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people get... Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag. Like as soon as I can feel it or sense it, I get a big, long Q-tip from like the doctor's office kind and go and get it out. Because you can't help it. It's just like when you eat...
Natural. Yeah.
But I hate bad breath.
But you're aware. That's the key. The awareness.
Like how can you... It'll make your food taste bad. Like I know I've tried to eat when I first wake up, and that's gross because you're like getting the nasty taste of the food in your mouth with your breath. It's like who wants?
But I mean, your mouth is right under your nose. I feel like you can. If I can smell it from over here, you can smell your own right. Like you
can't smell your own breath, right? I think that's the thing. You can feel it.
I know when my breath is not where I need it to be. Yeah, I know. So then they should know. You know when you haven't flossed. Mm-hmm. You know when you haven't brushed, you haven't scraped your tongue, all that stuff. Like, you know that. Okay. Unless you're not doing those things regularly and you don't know hygiene. That's another ick.
I guess it's overall hygiene. It's like how you were raised and stuff. And also, it's not on there. Let me check myself for I'm a hypocrite. I hate when people have stuff.
Oh, eaten. Like toothpaste crusts or something in the corners of their mouth.
Like mayonnaise.
Oh, ew. Or when they talk and they get to scream.
Yeah. Ah! And the mayonnaise be like, oh, I hate that. Went down the sides of the lips.
That's dry mouth. But when you have dry mouth, you end up with the weird.
I mean, I have funny stuff, mouth, but looks like stuff is in there. But look.
No, you're good. You're straight. I would let you know. Please get this snaggle tooth off the screen, okay. Please.
And then two, like this is not physical, but scary. You can't be scared more afraid than I am. I can't be walking around with another scared. We can't be two scaredy cats out here. I'm the only one allowed to be the scared cat. So no scared cats.
And then, like if there's a mouse or something and you're like, yeah, oh, then they jump up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
I feel you. Yeah, no.
And this is another behavior one, smacking that food. I can't stand it. It gets in my ear, like, and it makes me like agitated.
My aunt said smacking makes the food taste better.
It is. It's a COVID thing. It does. Like when we're doing COVID, we had to smack our food if we had COVID to taste it. So it's So smacking food is just part of the overall.
You may have misophonia, I think it's called. It's like it's a sensory thing when people are eating. Like the sounds of eating gross you out. They ick you out. That's a thing. Those earplugs I got. I got to make a reel about this or a TikTok so everybody knows what I'm talking about. Those earplugs I got are for misophonia specifically.
What?
Yeah, I think it's misophonia. I may be saying it wrong, but it's for whatever that. Yeah.
And just rudeness in general, unkind people. That's totally unattractive. If we're sitting at a restaurant and you start snapping your fingers or something or doing something weird, I'm like, it's a no for me, dog.
Everybody. I remember we worked at we have a background working in law firms. And I remember having to take law student candidates in for interviews and things like that. And they would be so, on point with their manners, all stuff with the partners and stuff. But how did you treat reception? And I had a couple of attorneys ask me, how were they to reception? How were they to you? To find out who these people are. Because sometimes, they switch it up and they think you're the help. So they treat you one kind of way. And then they treat.
No, I think they figured it out because the career services was telling them. They started being nice. And then everywhere I've ever worked, they always say, be nice to the staff because they'll probably be here longer than you will.
Yeah, well, that's facts. That's facts.
Yeah.
You just be nice to everybody. Like, wait, why? Yeah. Why not?
Just be nice. Be a kind person. Don't be rude. Don't be selfish. I'm putting that all under rudeness. And I said I was going to share this horrible date story. I don't even know if this is the appropriate place, but don't pee outside. please. Just don't. That goes under rudeness to me.
On a date?
On a date. Yeah.
You were on a date with somebody and they peed in public.
In public. In a very public place.
And what were you doing? Just like, okay.
I knew it was coming. First of all, I got You know, I got it from my mom, I guess. You know how I am. I like to go to the bathroom. So before I leave, I go to the, even if I don't, I'll make myself. Right. And I asked him, I said, do you have to go to the restroom? And he said, no. And I said, well, my mom always told me use the bathroom while you have a chance. Like I literally said that.
Were you leaving a restaurant or something? Or
yeah,
a bar?
We were leaving a restaurant. Okay. We had a couple drinks and he hadn't gone.
You're going to have to pee. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't think about it. He was like, oh, I'll just find a place to go. And I was like, yeah, he's a guy. He can just walk in anywhere and go. We get like a few, not even like 10 minutes away. And he's like, turn around. And I already knew when he said, turn around. And he commenced to pee on a pole, on a stoplight pole.
In public. On a stoplight pole. So he was like facing the street?
Yeah. Facing a very busy thoroughfare. Yes.
Don't even care. Wow.
He was covered by trash cans and stuff. So, but still.
Yeah, trash. Trash sounds right. That's trash.
Yeah, right?
That's disgusting. Yeah, like,
that is so rude. I was done. I'm like.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Yeah. That's not something that can be repaired. I can't teach mm-hmm. you common sense and manners. Like you don't do that. And not to say
much
that
less
I
be a gentleman. Be a gentleman.
But, yeah. But it's like their context. Like you don't know me. This is the first time. If we knew each other and had dated for a while, maybe I would laugh it off. But this mm-hmm. is a first impression and it just seemed like disrespectful to me. So
then what happened after that? How did the rest of the date go?
Oh, that was, I walked him to his destination and I deuced out and that was it.
Yeah. That, yep.
I had to go get myself a drink. I was supposed to be heading. I had to stop and go get a drink by my damn self. I'm just like, what the hell? What the hell? Like I was just saying, I was like, I had a friend who got married after just meeting somebody randomly on the street. And I'm like, why can't I get that? I'm sitting here getting people just pissing on the damn car. Pissing on government property out here. And then this is more lip stuff. Oh, just crusty,
dry crusty. Lips.
And then around that red thing that gets around it. And I know we all get it sometimes in the winter. You just got to keep on it. But if you let it get this far, like that hurts. Like, why would you let it get this far?
And then I can't kiss that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to kiss that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, stop. Stop. Is this the rock? This is the rock. With facial hair.
It's not the rock. Yeah, it is the rock, but it's just his head. So the bald head.
You don't like bald heads?
I don't like bald heads. I'm trying to be more open-minded to like the shaved heads, but I can't do bald because it feels funny. I don't know if you've ever felt it, but it feels like a. Oof, I can't describe it.
I'm getting like goosebumps. It's like grossing me out.
If you touch a sweaty bald head, you know, sometimes you'd be sweating.
Oh, wow. How many sweaty bald heads have you been touching?
Damn. Like your hand will get stuck on it for like a split second. And it's like skin, like thick skin. So it just grosses me out. I'm trying to be more open-minded because at this age, everybody's bald. I mean, I'm I'm trying to be open-minded. But I hate the feel of it. Like, I don't mind a feel of a fade, just a little light hair, but a completely bald head.
I've never touched a bald head like that.
Yeah, don't.
No, I don't.
Stuck, like your hand will get stuck.
No, I'm good.
Do you have any more? I have some more.
Oh, let's do your presentation. You got this. Go ahead. This is good.
Oh, and you know this.
Spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Mm.
And I don't even use it half of the time. But if it's obvious that you don't know how to construct a sentence or spell, I can't deal.
Mm-mm. Because that's kind of. I have text speak and shorthand on my list. That kind of goes under this.
Oh, I do that all the time. But if you can't spell and you can't punctuate and you can't use grammar, how are we going to communicate?
Like that's I hate the there, and there, and your and your. And that bothers me. I know everybody has like an issue with that or whatever. But when you're writing and that's, I can't do it. I can't. I look
ignore
at you differently.
Now.
I can't do it.
I do. But I ignore it now because it's so many people do it that I just
I'm like,
this sucks. So that's very important to me. Please know how to get yourself together. This goes along with the scaredy cat. Like, I don't want no subs. I don't want no subs.
Oh no, subs. So that sexually, is that you mean?
Sexually or whatever, no one who wants me to be the dominant person, I'm never going. I'm never going to be the more dominant person. I'm not going to save you as a damsel in distress. I'm not going to kill a mouse
for
you.
Well, that's not, no.
Maybe. I'm just
so kidding. Just in life. I mean, because you in life. Whatever happens in the bedroom is a whole different situation.
Yeah, I'm more of a switch in the bedroom. Yeah, so I can be.
We can do whatever we got to do. Okay.
Yeah. But in real life, I need to be, I need to relax. I need to exhale.
You want to be the sub. You want to be taken care of. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And led.
Just have it. Yeah. And then help each other. Have it be more like not symbiotic.
We in the soft girl era. This is soft girl era, right? Yeah. Let us be soft, men. Let
me be soft. Kill the bugs. Do all the stuff, you know, as a vegan, I'll
protect.
Allow.
Yeah. As a vegan, I'll allow it.
Just somebody I would feel safe around, like not that I have to protect. Like I don't want to have to protect anybody. That's why I don't have kids. Like, if I wanted to protect kids to protect. So that's it. So it wasn't too much.
I mean, those are good. I don't have some. I mean, some of them are just really like petty stuff, like the earlobe thing again. Or this one girl had recorded her boyfriend unloading the dishwasher. He's walking around the house in those little booty socks. They weren't even no-show socks. They're the little like thin ones that women wear when they wear like loafers and stuff, the little black. He had those on and she was like, oh, new ick, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm sure there's tons. We see them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like the tight suits either. I don't know that it gives me an ick, but I
love it. Those black weddings, every time I see those black weddings on Instagram, I'm like, look at the booties, man. Booties.
I know that I've looked at the butts. I think it's more of like the high water look style with the loafers and no socks.
You already don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like the loafers and no socks. I can't. So I don't know.
Anything else?
I'm sure men have like.
There's a lot of things, and that's why you got to find someone who matches you. You know, no one's perfect. We're all somebody's ick, and sometimes you fall in love with your ick. It depends on what the ick is.
Well, I feel like when you're in love, the icks, there's going to be icks, but you know.
You disregard
my background here. Yeah, they don't matter.
Yep. I've noticed that too. I've noticed like, oh, you said you're instead of you are. Oh, okay. You know, that's fine because I like you. But, you know, like it's not going to be.
Or like, I already know you're smart and you just were typing fast or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So.
And I do it, and I intentionally don't correct typos and things like that. So I try not to do it in the beginning, just so people know. That's just more of a thing when I know people, but still.
The icks.
The icks.
So it's like sometimes men, even the women too, you didn't even do anything wrong. It's not happening.
That's so funny that you mentioned that. I was about to say, sometimes you can't stand somebody so much, they just breathe and they're like,
don't breathe.
Are you breathing?
Don't sleep. Don't sleep next to me because you're going to snore or you're going to do this. You're going to do like, don't breathe. Don't wear your cologne. Like, oh, there's so many things that are just like, ugh.
Some colognes I love.
And some are like, you went real heavy and that's disgusting.
I told you that smelled good.
Every
time somebody passes by and I turn around, it's always a black man and they smell so nice. It's just, And I'm like, I don't know if it's because I grew up around those smells or what, but it just smells so nice. I'm like,
there's a feeling associated. My dad was a big cologne wearer. So there's certain colognes that are like, oh, you smell good. And he used to get compliments. People would come up to him at the store and be like, excuse me, what are you wearing? You know, like I think my husband needs to wear it. What are you wearing? And it was just the thing. So I love that. I love a clean, good smelling man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. You know, I like my gritty man. So it's so funny. It's like, you gotta be clean, like clean gritty. I can't describe it.
Yeah. If you smell like work, like good kind, not like trash and stank and sweat, but like if you smell like you, there's certain smells like if you've been outside, like you smell like wood or you smell like grass, like there's like some manly smells that are just like natural. Do you have colognes that you like? Do you have like men's colognes that smell good to you?
I don't know brands or anything, but I just know it's a earthy smell that I like. And when I know it when I see
manly.
It. But what I do know I like is like Irish Spring soap. And I know some people are probably disgusted by it, but I'm like, Irish Spring soap on a guy.
Is that connected to like a memory or something? Or
yeah, I think it's just men wearing it, and like me growing up, my dad wore it, you know.
Yeah.
Like
and that's associated. Well, my husband uses and I buy it. So this is like, because I'm smelling, what do I like? You're gonna use this, but it's Old Spice, but they have all
yeah,
these
the
different,
Old
like Bear
Spice.
Glove and like Wolf something, like all these different smells, and some of them are good. And so if you use the right body wash, you don't have to do anything else.
Yep.
It's on your body and it already smells good. The right soap, right body wash. Don't be doing the Axe, whatever that spray that
Right, what is this
the
called?
young ones do. What's that?
This got to be smelling good right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
Put your head right up in
that neck,
the crook of your neck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good smells. That can make or break it. I feel like that's pheromones. That's all that.
And it's so funny, one person's ick is another's treasure. I had someone tell me that he preferred if like before we were intimate, if I did not take a shower.
I don't have anything to say about that. Thank you for sharing. Nothing to say about that.
Whereas most people would be like, you got to take a shower,
brush it up or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody has their own preferences. We're all people with our own brains and minds. So it's interesting.
It's just getting to know the people, but hopefully your ick doesn't turn somebody off before you get to know them. Cause I'm sure there's people with busted teeth who are the most amazing, kindest people, but
and I
you
have
can't
dental.
Get past it.
Things go well.
Yeah.
And I tried.
Dental? Did you say I have dental if things go
well? Yeah. I've tried in the past to get feedback, and people would rather just, not date you instead of going and get the fix.
Because that's a health thing.
It's a you thing. It's a self-love thing.
Yes. Yeah. Self-love.
There's always a way to do it. There's sliding scale places. There are different ways to get help.
Yeah.
And if you're going through this, crisis of
your mouth. Crisis of your mouth.
Yuck mouth. Crisis of the yuck mouth. The person's mouth. You don't want to be. I can't do it.
I would never.
I can't.
Yeah, because then things might come into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And you can.
And
you can
you
get
got
sick,
a problem.
Get heart disease.
No. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a joke. Not at all.
Oh, your face got real serious. It's not a joke. This is very serious.
I don't have the best teeth, but shoot, I work on. I go to the dentist. I'm
but you're clean. Yeah.
I keep my stuff nearby, my picks.
I love the flossers now. This became a dental hygiene show. I love the flossers because I could never get the dental floss wrapped around my fingers properly. So I like the picks, like the individually strung ones that you could do. Easy for kids. My kids use them. If my kids can use them, a 40-year-old man can use them. You know what I'm saying? Like just whatever.
Just watching kids and just knock them out. Just get them
out. Yeah. Yep.
And then the old school, you got to have your old school toothpicks.
Toothpicks. Is that a black thing? I feel like that's a black thing.
Yeah, we always have some toothpicks. And even after you ate, you would be able to go see
grab a toothpick. Yeah. They don't do that everywhere anymore.
Yeah, right?
They just let you have stuff in your teeth. I don't know.
I'm very, it's rude to floss in public, but if I have something, I got to get it out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, any final
words? That's the icks. I mean, just have your fingernails and your feet and your teeth and everything, your earlobes, have everything.
Push it together.
Get together. Okay.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.